There's no need to set up a camera where there's not a hole.
I mean, you could if you're crazy. Just set up a panopticon.
Yeah.
Just have a guard with
Panopticon's not here.
Just have a guard that has a viewing station and has 1,000 monitors feeding him detailed information of the entire
I said, Panopticon's in the future still.
Sam Panopticon is the name of James's character in the Coalition. who wears a giant ring of cameras on his chest.
No, actually, it's different than that. It is, he has a neural implant that replaces his sight with this kind of ring around his head that lets him see everything around him.
Jordy LaForge.
he's a panopticon. That's the important part of the character.
Yes. Panopticon. It's rad.
And also he can fight three. He can also punch out three people at once.
He can break down fight.
There are already that don't have the obvious flaw. They exist.
I've got one on another character.
You also got another one that's very obvious.
Doesn't that character also wear a suit of powered armor? Like
sometimes.
Let's just be clear, like what we're talking about with that character.
sometimes she just wears regular armor because she can only use the powered armor when she's acting as a member of the Coalition.
Sometimes she doesn't have that sword. She has just an ice sword.
No, she always has the ice sword now. She never has that instead of that sword.
Well, okay, sometimes she has a big-ass buster sword.
Sometimes she has a sword that explodes.
Which is like the ice gun but sword, but not more...
That sounds like she can ask if getting by layers of security. Can Opera just wait and be like really quick during brief times there's no one watching instead in lieu of
the rest of us checks. While the rest of us are sneaking into the compound, Opera comes out with Noah in hand. What's up, guys?
How would he have Noah's a
I only I just dude. Had to I just had to I just had to punch out like 30 armed guards
yeah,
along
Opera's
the way.
Still got a body of four. He's still
I just imagined like
he can carry a dude.
Turns out Opera has become the Flash since we last.
No, he didn't. He didn't say in his arms. He said in hand. Like he is just like holding him on his flat of his.
Oh yeah, well the in between issues, Opera develops shrinking powers.
Yeah.
He actually does have good, because I've realized it's something he should have, he actually does also have a lot of disguise now, so he could just be like, now I'm a guard.
Now I'm Noah.
That was one potential plan, remember?
Yeah.
One potential plan was for the Opera to just disguise himself.
All right, so we'll sneak Noah out, and then we'll put another person in the prison, and that way they'll never realize that he's missing.
The idea was to hope that they weren't revealing that they'd done a bunch of kidnapping, and to have somebody trick, and to have Opera as posing as Noah trick them into letting him inside, think that, oh yeah, this is the guy we're looking for, not realizing, you know, that the shadier parts of the company have kidnapped him already.
I can see a couple of faults in that plan.
Oh, it's a flawed plan. It would be a hilarious plan.
It would go downhill as soon as you're upon first medical examination.
Yeah.
Not for the reasons Op would think, though.
That's the thing, though, is the plan is just to use that to get in the lab, not to use it to, like, maintain stealthy. Just by the time...
All right, well, back to the plan in progress.